VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McGee. Russia's top diplomat says that Moscow will expel 10 U.S. diplomats in response to U.S. sanctions. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said that Moscow will add 8 U.S. officials to its sanctions list and move to shut down the work of U.S. non-governmental organizations to end what he called interfering in Russia's politics. The moves follow new sanctions announced Thursday on Russia by the Biden administration for interfering in the U.S. presidential election and involvement in the SolarWinds hack of federal agencies. Moscow has denied any role in those activities. While the U.S. could cripple the Russian economy, Moscow lacks levers to respond in kind, but it could hurt American interests in other ways around the globe. The U.N. Security Council is authorizing international monitors to watch over a nearly six-month-old ceasefire agreement in Libya as the country heads towards December elections after a decade of fighting and upheaval. In a vote announced Friday, the Council unanimously approved Secretary General Antonio Guterres' recent proposal for up to 60 monitors to join an existing political mission in Libya. They would arrive in an incremental deployment once conditions allow. A top Chinese diplomat has called U.S. policy on China too negative, saying it highlights confrontation over cooperation. The Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs said Friday that cooperation could be critically important as President Joe Biden's administration focuses on COVID-19 and economic recovery. He told the Associated Press in an interview that the two countries could tide over many difficulties by working together. He said the emphasis on competition and confrontation lacks a forward-looking spirit. This is VOA News. The Biden administration says the U.S. is setting up a $1.7 billion national network to identify and track worrisome coronavirus mutations whose spread could trigger another pandemic wave. White House officials unveiled a strategy featuring three components: a major funding boost for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state health departments to ramp up gene mapping of coronavirus samples, the creation of 6 centers of excellence partnerships with universities to conduct research and development technologies for gene-based surveillance of pathogens, and building a data system to better share and analyze information on emerging disease threats. The effort relies on money approved by Congress as part of President Joe Biden's coronavirus relief package. Facing swift blowback from allies and aid groups, the White House says that President Biden plans to lift his predecessor's historically low cap on refugees by next month. Biden earlier moved to accelerate refugee admissions, but kept his predecessor's historically low cap of 15,000 refugees for this year, triggering a backlash from Democratic lawmakers and resettlement agencies. While House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said later that Biden has been consulting with his advisors to determine what number of refugees could realistically be admitted to the United States between now and October, the end of the fiscal year. Raul Castro said that he is stepping down as head of Cuba's Communist Party, ending an era of formal leadership that began with his brother Fidel in the country's 1959 revolution. The 89-year-old Castro made the announcement in a speech at the opening of the 8th Congress of the ruling party, the only one allowed on the island. He said he was retiring with the sense of having fulfilled his mission and confident in the future of the fatherland. Castro did not say who he would endorse as his successor as first secretary of the Communist Party, but he previously indicated he favors yielding control to 60-year-old Miguel Diaz-Canel, who succeeded him as president in 2018, and he is the standard bearer of a younger generation of loyalists. The closing arguments in Derek Chauvin's trial and George Floyd's death are likely to echo now familiar themes during 3 weeks of testimony. Prosecutors will recap expert testimony that condemned Chauvin's pinning of Floyd for more than 90 minutes as an unreasonable use of force. They'll also remind jurors of multiple medical experts who testified that Floyd died of asphyxia. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.